Well, everybody got a chance to compete yesterday. Talk about your varsity boys first. Go to Lex over at Lakeside. And Ogallala gave you a test again, but the Bison win by 5 strokes.
Yeah, it was nice to bounce back after last Thursday, to be honest with you, Rich. And, you know, our sights quickly were set on Tuesday at Lexington Invite, and our guys stepped up to the plate. And, you know, we were able to win the invite out of 12 teams, shooting a 327. And it was just, if I would put a cap on it, Rich, it was a total team effort, you know, with bringing home 3 medals, with Trent Riley getting tied for 5th and shooting an 80, and Brody Anthony getting tied for 8th, shooting 81, and Wyatt Bennett shooting an 82 with the 14th finish. And then, you know, you had Cruz McCarty right on Wyatt's heels with an 84, and Asher Wilson shot an 88.
So everybody right there. I mean, really close scores, everybody in that Lex Invite, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, Rich, for the fact that we got to see all of our Southwest Conference opponents there. And like you said, everybody was right in the mix. You know, we were the only team to break that 330 mark, but, you know, I'm counting up 3 teams in the 330s and a lot of teams in the 340s. And so there was a lot of bottleneck there as far as, you know, 1 or 2 strokes could definitely make a difference. And I tell you what, the wind was a little breezy for us yesterday, and it definitely presents some challenges, obviously on the tee, but mostly on the greens with some of the breaks to the putts and different things like that.
I've got to ask you about Lexington. Boy, waiting for the Minutemen to come back, and the old glory days when they had some really good golf teams. They finished 3rd in their home course. Is this a group that's going to bring them back to really competing again?
You know, Coach Young has been excited about this group, and they brought back some experience and then have brought in some newcomers too. And so for that Jason Neff to go out and did what he did yesterday, shooting a 76, that was a really, really good round, especially in the conditions of being how breezy it was. But, you know, I got to look back in the records, but, you know, 334 is the best that Lexington shot in a lot of years. And so we'll see if the trend continues, and it's good to see Lex back on the map for sure.
Your JV guys had a good performance, some good scores over at Enders, Chase County Invite yesterday.
Yeah, so there's a field of about 8 teams, and we were, I believe, 5th or 6th out of those 8 teams. And, you know, Tripp Riley has been our 5-6 man so far this year, and he kind of led the JV yesterday, placing in the top 15, shooting an 86. And Lee Davidson was right behind Tripp, shooting an 87, and so those two gentlemen were able to bring home some medals yesterday in the Chase County Invite. And then you have Walker Coleman, who's right there, shooting a 94. Just took a couple big numbers to hold him out of the 80s, and Walker's going to bounce back from there. And a couple of other scores there were James Henney with a 98 and Ian Spearman 101. Those guys felt like they left a lot on the course, but it's a good experience for them to get on the course and play some competition rounds.
Same type of day on Thursday, Coach. Varsity guys first, heading to Lachlan, Hastings Invite.
Yeah, and that's going to be a tough test. You know, Lachlan presents all the challenges in front of you as far as off the tee, around the green. A lot of trees, a lot of out of bounds, and then you sprinkle in some water in there. So, you know, I believe Cruz McCarty and Brody Anthony, we took a JV team there 2 years ago, and they played them as freshmen. So that was kind of a rude awakening for them, I should say, as far as getting thrown into a varsity meet as freshmen. So they've seen the course. I don't know how well they remember the course, but, you know, Trent Riley has some good memories from last year, breaking 80 there. So, you know, we got to get a good game plan going. You know, we're going to fix some things in practice. Even though we won the invite yesterday, there's some things we still got to get cleaned up so we can compete. And I tell you what, it's going to be a loaded field again with, you know, Kearney Catholic's going to be there, Aurora's going to be there, Grand Island Central Catholic. So it's going to be a little bit different mix of teams, not so much our Southwest Conference opponents, but more of an Eastern feel with some of those teams there. So we got to buckle it up and be ready to compete tomorrow for sure.
And then your JV kids get a chance to get some more course time at the Mid-Valley Invite at Arrowhead Meadows.
Yeah, we'll take 5 different kids with our reserve team there, Abel Wilson, Eli Smith, Bronson Frazier, Caleb Rogers. We'll have an opportunity to go play at Med Valley, and it's an opportunity to see how those guys stack up with some of the other scores that we've had this week and see if those guys can climb up the ranks a little bit in the top 10 to 15 in the placement on the team.